This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 12th. I'm Paul Plack. Matt Youngkin's family says not only will he recover from Tuesday's crash, but he's expected to be ready for the 2010 air show season. The Air Transport Association of America predicts a 4% year-over-year decrease in the number of passengers traveling on U.S. airlines over Thanksgiving, despite deep discounting. Flyers' Rights is urging Congress to take action on an airline passenger's bill of rights before the start of the holiday travel season, because DOT says it will not. Former astronaut Lisa Nowak has pleaded guilty to a felony charge in her stalking of Colleen Shipman. A CFI in Hawaii has had his ticket pulled for flying family members in a Piper Aztec after a ground collision damaged a wing. Colonel Scott Henderson served 25 years in the Air Force. Now he's retired and going to work for SpaceX. Forecast International says established regional jet manufacturers could lose some market share to new competitors from China, Japan, and Russia over the next decade. The Pentagon has signed off on Pratt & Whitney's F-135 engine, declaring it ready for service in conventional takeoff and carrier variants of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. And Airbus reports its A330 multi-role tanker transport has successfully completed its first nighttime refueling operation. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, the first of a two-part conversation between ANN's Jim Campbell and AOPA President Craig Fuller. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.